This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We just had Nathan Evaldi on the show. That was fantastic. He's always a 10 out of 10 for a player interview perspective. He knocks it out of the park, has all the great insights and stories and, you know, thoughts and opinions. And you just love it, you know, and that's why he is one of the absolute team leaders. You can go back with the YouTube app, the Twitch app, the Odyssey app, whatever you want to do there if you want to jump back and listen to anything that you might have missed throughout the broadcast day. Okay, obviously it is it's a Luka reaction Wednesday as well here. Have you guys ever been in a situation where maybe it happened to you or somebody you were observing that they were so annoyed by somebody? Maybe it was you. You're just so annoyed by somebody and you had the realization the biggest problem here is not their behavior, but it's my reaction. How annoyed I am is actually the biggest problem in this deal. I don't know. I think that's what happened with the Mavs and Luka. You know, sure, it's not ideal, but your reaction made a way bigger deal out of it than it needed to be. Sam Amick in The Athletic story opens up talking about the chance of thank you, Nico, that Lakers fans were serenading Nico with last night there at Crypto Arena or whatever they call it. And it was just kind of like, how did we get here type of deal? And today on Mavericks Twitter, they're like, oh, they're spreading more about Luka, trying to slander him. And if this is all they got, then they have no chance. I mean, you would have to be worse than the White House Cowboys. You'd have to be like Lamar Odom level, right? Wouldn't you? In order to be like, oh, I
think
see.
It's about the player. Yeah. I think this is about, seriously, I said it earlier. I think it's about him going out and get Anthony Davis. That's what I think this is really about.
Well, yeah. In order to get Anthony Davis, you would have to be so low on Luka that you think Anthony Davis is somehow better.
No,
right?
No, he is.
You
so
would have
high.
To hear no. He is at Richard Hunter's brothel in Las Vegas.
No, absolutely.
After a 3-day crackbender.
After all the injury things that Davis has gone through and all that stuff.
Yeah,
he in his mind he thinks that player is better than Luka.
That's crazy.
That's but that's where you're at. I mean, you get sometimes you get general managers that walk in there and they covet a player.
Yeah.
And they will do whatever they have to do in order to get that player. And it was easy for him to sacrifice Luka because of off the court stuff.
Yeah.
That's why
So what is the off the court stuff, I think, is the biggest question. How bad?
It's not bad. The off the court stuff's not bad.
That's what I'm saying is I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop to be bad.
It's not. It's not going to be bad.
Yeah, all it is
it's not going to be bad.
It's they're banking on physically Luka Doncic's body does not age well.
Yeah.
And there's been nothing to show you, even with his off the court habits that they don't like, whether it's drinking and smoking hookah and whatever the hell it is, that show that that's going to happen. Anthony Davis is 31 years old. And what happened the second he got on the floor for you? He got hurt.
I mean, if my superstar likes hookah and drinking beer, I'm like, wow, is that as bad as it gets?
Yeah, there's certain players.
Are there any other vices?
Like when we're talking about a guy who every time he's got some, I mean, he's had 73 points against the Hawks.
See, Nico cannot make this trade with Mark Cuban as the owner.
No.
It ain't happening.
Because there would be somebody experienced around to be the like, no, that's not how it works in the NBA.
The first opportunity that he got to move on from Luka with new ownership in place that's probably not paying attention to what's going on.
Exactly.
He pulled the okey-doke on
them. He maneuvered in here like the entire league thought Luka was as bad as he thought he was.
Yes.
Like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting Anthony Davis for this distressed asset.
If Nico walks in there, who was hired by Mark Cuban, he walks in there and says, hey, boss, thinking about trading Luka Doncic. What do you think about that?
No way.
You kidding me?
Like, it's amazing how all of this is, oh, man, Nico was a Kobe guy. He loved Kobe, saw how Kobe worked. If Kobe was still with us and Nico had called him and said, hey, I'm thinking about trading Luka, Kobe would have said, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
This is moronic. What are you thinking? Like, Gigi's favorite player was Luka.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to Jeannie Buss on with Rich Eisen the other day, and she was talking about how cool it is now and how happy Kobe would be that Luka's a Laker. Like, all of this is such BS, man. And, hey, maybe we look back and in 5 years, Nico could be proven right. But as we sit here today
Or 5 years, he's back in Beaverton, Oregon with
Nike.
You're
slandering a guy that has done nothing for you but give him his all, played his heart out. And for the Maverick fans out there that are like good riddance to Luka, I mean, I can't fathom your perspective on
that. Slandering would be saying something that's not true with you knowing it's not true. I think if they could slander right now, that would be a much bigger story than they call him lazy. They talk about weight issues that were a frequent frustration. They talk about social habits, and he's got a taste for beer and hookah, and they think that it'll lead to a catastrophe in the next 5 years or so. Like, Anthony Davis is already at that point in his career where an injured guy sort of goes out to pasture. You're hoping to squeeze the final juice out of that lemon. Like, what could be worse than projecting over the next 5 years with 32-year-old stars who have massive injury history?
Luka had a problem with everybody that Nico put in place. That's the issue
now. Well, Nico got rid of everybody that liked
Luka. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because
that's
he didn't like Luka.
That's what I'm saying.
He wanted to get rid of all of his allies. That's a Nico problem.
That's exactly right. It came down to, listen, like, you want, I mean, we saw it with the Cowboys, with Mike McCarthy and him getting rid of, getting rid of guys like Leon Lett and others, and all of a sudden, what did Jerry Jones do? Okay, watch me get rid of Rob Davis and Joe Philbin and all these other guys you like to have around. This turned into a personal battle.
It did.
It did,
and it's going to be the worst trade in Texas sports history. I do want to even acknowledge that Luka was massively out of shape last night still. Like, he was traded. A beast was supposed to be awakened. Well, that beast did not make him work on his cardio because last night he's huffing and puffing. They got to take him out. Like, his cardio is a massive issue. So I'll acknowledge everything that what Nico believes could be true. It's still not.
I think that's just part of it, though, Dawson.
I'll take that fat, lazy, non-cardio guy on my team any day.
Yeah,
all that criticism,
totally will.
I think, is total bull.
It is, and it's not even significant. Like, if you're trying to justify it again, that's why I'm not going to rule out the Tin Hat conspiracy that they put him on the Lakers, and now they're just trying to figure out any sort of an explanation that makes sense. There's just nothing that's credible. But, I mean, the most likely explanation is your really inexperienced GM and massively inexperienced owner just didn't realize how bad of a mistake they were making.
He waited till ownership changed to make this deal.
Okay, we got a top 10 at 420. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
All right, now. National Pistachio Day. I think pistachios are delicious.
They're good.
What are the best nuts to eat? 877-881-1053.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up 10 knots next.
Welcome back, Nation. Bottom of the 8th inning now in Crosstown. Rangers lead the Guardians. It's 5-4, looking to improve to, I guess that'd be 2-3, 2-4 on the year, something like that. Looking for their second spring training win. Anyway, it's time for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels. Our spring training coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. All right, National Pistachio Day. We've got the top 10 best nuts to eat. Now, be an adult, Brian, okay? Saw as I teased it out. You were, like, laughing over there. Like,
I wasn't laughing.
Nuts.
Laughing at your inability to have cocktails with us today.
I'm doing a great job.
You're
over
really
here.
Not.
I'm attempting to pace myself. All right?
Okay.
I'm attempting.
All right.
I've already had several.
That's what you're calling that?
Brian, how many times have we had shots been brought over during broadcasts on remotes?
Yeah.
You turn them down. Who has to take them? Me.
You.
I take them.
Bull
right?
Jug.
So don't be sunning me over here.
But we're not having one of those times now.
I know. I'm drinking with you, buddy. I'm here.
Not
we're
really.
In this together. All right, fill her up. Fill her up.
Are you on number 3 right now?
I'll reset her. I'm acting like I'm at the Florida Georgia game.
Give me a little top off.
Okay. I will while you do this segment. I'll help you.
I appreciate it.
I'm standing up. Here we go. All right, 877-881-1053.
What's your favorite nut to eat, of course?
Yeah, see, it's just.
Don't you feel like?
Why are we doing this?
Do you feel
it's
like
pistachio day?
Do you feel
pistachios
like
pistachios are delicious?
Nuts are some nuts better placed in like other food items, or
like,
and then
like
some nuts
brownies?
Are better to just sort of eat out of the bag.
Like peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms are delish. Some walnuts on some chocolate fudge brownies, delicious.
Yeah.
Macadamia nut cookies. Is that where you're going?
Like
with
I'm
this?
Not yeah, like I'm not just eating macadamia nuts out of the bag, but you tell me it's a macadamia nut cookie or whatever, and I'm totally in on it. So I feel like there's sort of a differentiation with some nuts are just out of the bag nuts. Other nuts need to be infused into a cookie or a brownie or whatever it is.
I hear you. Like I feel like the peanut, the cashew, and the almond are all going to stand alone just fine. Maybe a little salt, you're good.
Yeah, the cashew, the pecan, I think can stand alone. The
pecan
pistachio
is really good.
The almond, 100%.
Yep.
I love a good peanut. You know, a honey roasted peanut. Any type of peanut's really good.
Yeah, I do think the best, like out of the can or whatever bag.
Sorry.
Wow.
This is awesome.
Wow, look at that pour. That was 10 seconds of hang time on that Tito's.
I'm sorry, man. My shoulder locked on me a little bit there.
I might have to tap out.
Krusty's Cocktail Corner.
This is not.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah. I'm sure you guys will be inspired by something or another.
Give me the cashew, though. Give me the cashew.
It's underrated.
Is the number one if I'm just snacking on something.
Yeah. A lot of health benefits to it,
yes,
too.
100%. Is it? Okay, cool. There's like a softness to it. Mm-hmm. That's also why I like the pecans, like a chocolate-covered pecan or whatever. Oh. Like, there's a softness to it that just it sort of melts away in your mouth a little bit.
I like a good honey roasted.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like warm and toasted, like Bucky's will do that for you when it comes to the pecans, a little bit of sugar on there. Now, that takes away the health factor.
Do
but
you,
they're nice.
Do you guys have the patience to fight through
we're
the
pictures of health over here.
Do you guys have the patience to fight through the shelled pistachios?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Okay. So
it's much better with the shell. The pacing of pistachios that are outside of the shell, it's too much. So I think it delivers the ideal snacking experience.
My favorite is pistachio ice cream.
I do love that.
I mean, I think it's excellent.
I don't think I've had pistachio.
You have to have the chunks of it in there, though, right? Like sometimes you get one.
The dust with the chunks, I think, is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lucius, I know you're a big Rocky Road fan.
Hey, yes, Lucius, sir. Welcome to the game.
Hey, what's up, man?
And there are not.
Drink a gallon of water today.
Is it almonds that are in Rocky Road?
Yes, it sure is. And they're amazing. I like them.
So have you had the pistachio ice cream? Do you enjoy pistachios?
I've never had the pistachio ice cream. I do like pistachios. Unlike the general, I do like to crack the shell first.
Yeah.
Something about getting, putting that work in to get to the nut. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Something about it, bro.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying.
Feeling, huh?
You earned that nut.
Yeah.
You earned it.
I like walnuts and pecans.
Wow.
Walnuts are shaped like your brain, so I heard they're good for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And cashews, you guys are talking about cashews.
Cashews
if you eat like
great.
A handful of cashews or more, it puts you in a good mood.
How about the almond?
It really does. Science puts you in the mood, man. Science, bro.
Science.
Yeah, cashews, I think they're good for diabetics, too. Like, it does some good magic with your blood sugar.
Nice.
Look at that. God be looking out for us, bro. God be looking out for us.
100%,
I'm not even going to look that up. I'm just going to trust the general on that.
I got a couple nut questions for you guys.
Yeah.
There's two nuts that I've never heard of that are on this list as honorable mentions.
Okay.
Gingo nuts.
Spell that for me. Gingo, like G-I-N-G-O.
I might have butchered the pronunciation. G-I-N-K-G-O.
Is that like the stuff that's good for your brain?
Is that
like memory?
Ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo?
That's what I was thinking.
Right, see that on see. While The Price is Right is on, there's a lot of ginkgo biloba
yes,
commercials.
They are from the biloba tree. Yes.
You're not getting those questions right?
See if you can make a putt. Club.
And then the other one is the cola nuts. K-O-L-A nuts.
Okay.
Cola?
Cola. So like cola, like Coca-Cola, but with a K instead of a C.
Like koala nuts.
Yeah, kind of, except
I wonder if he's
cola.
Hawaiian.
Just with the one, I do like a good cola.
You'll find the cola tree in West Africa's rainforests.
Hmm.
Let's see. Not your typical nut in the peanut sense, more like a starchy, bitter seed packed inside a pod that looks like a bumpy, greenish-brown fruit.
What would we pair that with?
It's like a fig.
Taste-wise, they're an acquired vibe. Bitter and astringent at first, yeah, like a jolt of espresso with a woody edge.
That'd be no.
Oh, my gosh.
You got caffeine in there?
Those chocolate-covered espresso beans. Oh, those are delightful.
They leave a faint sweetness as you chew.
Okay.
And there is actually caffeine in these nuts.
All right.
That kick comes from caffeine, plastic? They say. Cola nuts are loaded with it, more than coffee beans per gram.
There you go. Wow. Load them up for a nice trail ride.
Energy nuts.
Be buzzing the whole afternoon.
I like a good energy nut. Honorable mentions here. We got chestnuts.
Roasting on an open fire.
Like some Joey Jaws nuts.
Oh, yeah. Black walnuts.
Huh.
Black walnuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to just run-of-the-mill walnuts?
Yeah, regular walnuts. Yeah, these are the black walnuts. They're better.
They come from Juglans tree, a big, rugged native of eastern North America.
And then the Brazil nut is number 11.
I'm a big fan of Brazilians.
One. The black nut is considered to be walnut, excuse me.
Is that what you like?
Wilder, tougher, and they pack more of a punch. The
ain't
nut
that
is
a
the
bitch?
Seed inside. the nut is the seed inside a hard green husk that looks
losers.
Like a lumpy tennis ball and turns black and mushy as it ripens. Messy stuff to crack open.
And 817, we didn't shove Brian in the room over there. He's actually the big winner in all of this. He gets his own little room.
He's got his own mini bar in there.
By himself. He's cocktailing it up. He's mixing it up. He's serving. He's pouring.
I told Carter, that's the drunk tank over there. And Bryce is in.
Yeah. He's in the penalty box. Yeah. Here's your top 10 best nuts on National Pistachio Day.
Good call, Lucius. Good
Number
call.
10, we got the pine nut. Can't say I've had a pine nut.
The pine nut? All right, I'm on it.
Good smell.
Comes out of the pine cone.
Good smell, yeah. Good smell.
Number 9 is the coconut.
Oh man.
Big old nut.
I'm becoming more and more fond of the coconut.
Coconut water.
Okay.
Coconut water.
Coconut water.
Shredded coconut.
Coconut water is good.
It's the texture of it. I can't stand it. There's coconut flavor, but I can't do like an Almond Joy. Like the grainy texture of the coconut just off-puts.
I'm with you.
You got issues, bro.
They've evolved.
That's been established.
The coconut snacks that you find at like a...
Tell me something I don't know.
At like a Costco or something. They have some really good coconut snacks out there that I become a little bit more appreciative of the coconut itself.
Doesn't the Girl Scouts have a cookie that has coconut in it?
They do the Almond Joy.
But
what?
Have you guys ever ever cracked open a real coconut
and
drank out of it? It's unbelievable, right, Lucius?
Yes. Yeah, you get a drill and you open it up and then you can eat like the little meat that's on the inside of the nut.
Yeah, it's special. Whenever I went to Mexico to visit my wife's family, one of her cousins just literally, it was incredible.
Was
you blinked your eyes, and he just climbed up this tree, ripped a coconut down, started hacking away at it. Next thing you know, we're popping a straw in there, and
it's
I'm drinking
it. It's good for
it.
Hydration.
Yep. Yes, and it tastes better than like your run-of-the-mill coconut waters that you buy at the store or whatever.
Well, that's a trick.
I'm in.
We've got coming. I need
can
to find out
a mixer?
The name of that Girl Scout cookie.
Samoas.
The Samoas. Thank you very much.
Almond Joy.
I turned
what
those
are you
down.
Doing?
Well, the Almond Joy was on the top of my mind, right? It's the chocolate that has the coconut in it. So that's why. You know, you didn't know the name of it either.
Well,
picking fights over here. Do you want to fight? We can fight if you want.
You guys should
just put Travis Hunter back there and let him return damn kicks, right? Don't be a coward, Brian. Number 8 are hazelnuts. It's a good flavor for coffee.
That is a good flavor. I don't Couldn't like coffee, it. But a good flavor. I like the smell.
Number 7 is the walnut.
All right.
6 is a peanut.
At a ball game, that's a good thing.
It is good.
It's interesting that the peanut is not even in the Mount Rushmore of nuts. It's like the most popular nut.
But it's
just
not even in the top 5.
Yeah.
No. Here's your top 5. Number 5 are the almonds, which is healthy and good for the heart. Number 4 are pecans.
Yeah.
Number 3 is the macadamia nut.
Oh, my God.
Cookies.
So good. 2 is the pistachios on National Pistachio Day. And pistachios are divine.
They've had a come up ever since they started making pistachio ice cream.
You can use the dust in cooking a lot of things, like chicken for crust and things like that. Pretty good.
But number 1, the best nut to eat is the cashew nut.
Boom.
I don't know about that.
I do like the cashew. I've always thought the cashew was underrated. I'm not going to argue with that one. I think this is solid.
Okay.
I can't fight you on that one.
Oh, jeez.
Appreciate you, Woolchuck.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
Top 10 at 420 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3
The Fan. You weren't overly impressed with that list.
Nice job, old Chuck.
Well, you know, I was just listening to the jam, I believe. In the background.
Was it eating chips?
Took me back.
He's trying to figure out who number 74 was for
the
Royals. This
is the number one nut song of all time.
It is. Great nut song. And the opening skit to this song. It's just incredible.
Great
nuts to this.
Back in the early 90s, every album came with a comedy skit along with your songs there for a while. It was pretty fun. All right. Is Jared Sandler set to join us? Is that game over yet? Rangers and Guardians crosstown. It's 5-4. Are we still in the bottom of the eighth? It's over now?
7-4. Rangers got the dub.
Yes. Nice. Let's go. Second win of spring training. And we'll try to wrangle Jared Sandler coming up at 5:30 or 5:20, rather. We'll hear from Jock Peterson in a clubhouse conversation. Conversation with Eric and Zach that you do not want to miss. I think we'll get Sands in here, though, coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. We're live in spring training. It's the G-Bag Nation on The Fan, and Jared Sandler's going to join us here in just a second. A developing news situation on sports Twitter, NBA Centel, the ballsack account that is probably climbed the ranks to the top spot as far as volume and success. They've been canceled?
Yeah, it looks like it, Dawson. That's what Twitter is alleging right now, screenshots and memes going around that Adam Silver, I don't know, the latest one to get sacked by them was Colin Cowherd. Remember, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
He got ball sacked on the
Luka jerseys being banned.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I wonder if he was able to, if he has the power to strong arm them and get them out of there.
No
I don't know.
Way.
Because,
no
I mean, they've been crushing. They got like almost 500,000 followers.
Yeah,
they've been crushing for years, sacking people daily.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they're gone.
They were in good taste ball sacks as well.
You know,
it's not like they were doing anything vulgar.
Yeah.
You know, it was just good pranks.
Good tried and true ball sacks.
Unbelievable. Hopefully they get back as Jared Sandler joins us now. His updates brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. The battle for the iron ukulele went in favor of the Rangers today. They picked up their ever important second active win. Second one I've heard of always. I don't see why they don't win out from here now.
I love it. I love it, Jared. You're much enthusiasm for this ball club as anybody.
How would you power rank the ukulele with the other ukulele instruments?
Well, I mean, if you're just the different types of metals, is that what you're asking?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows, Zach, and it's kind of a dumb question. The platinum ukulele is superior to all other ukuleles.
I want to tell you not to just go off on it, but hell, I'm just going to go and troll.
Well, I mean, don't ask a dumb question. If you ask,
Jared, the only question I have for you today: do we have a spatula at the barbecue area tonight?
Oh, you know, I haven't looked, but I feel pretty good that we do. And if we don't, I'll just run to that Walmart. Yeah.
Par for the course for you. Misinformation.
If the Airbnb has a pit boss with a flat top and a smoker and pellets ready to rock, but they don't have a spatula, that'll be the ultimate ball sacking.
Yeah, that's so true, actually. I'm still just kind of appalled at Zach's question, not knowing about the platinum ukulele. I mean, I don't even know how he got a job on air. But the iron ukulele is commonly thought of as the fourth best type of ukulele in America. Now, in Brazil, the iron ukulele is second behind the platinum ukulele. But the really cool thing is in Australia, the titanium ukulele is a big part of their culture, but not something here in America.
Okay.
Not quite as big as the didgeridoo, I've heard, but still quite a cultural event down
iron
there.
Ukulele, you got somebody. The Iron Man, Iron Mike Trophy, Iron Horse Trophy.
Skillet.
TCUS, Iron Skillet,
Iron Giant. Awards. Iron Giant, solid movie.
All right, Jared, could you spell ukulele?
Wait, yeah, of course I can spell ukulele. I had to look it up to make sure that I was typing it out properly.
Fight on, bro. Fight on.
UKULELE.
Yeah, you got it.
Nice job, Jared.
On your third try, you nailed it.
Here on your home of the Rangers.
That was a stupid question.
G-U-I.
What can you tell us about the game today, Sands? Any impressive pitching performances?
Yeah, well, Nathan Eovaldi pitched, and he did a nice job. So you'll see one run on over three innings, but he almost got through three innings without giving up a run. He gave up a little bloop single, and then gave up a hard hit ball after that. But he looked good. He was so efficient. He ended up throwing some pitches in the bullpen after his outing. So he looked really good. You know,
Cole Wynn pitched to the end, and I, you know, I bring him up just because he's a former first-round pick. He, you know, I'm curious to see what his role is. I don't think he makes the team out of camp, but I do think that he gets an opportunity out of the bullpen at some point this year. If he can just throw just a little bit more, you know, within the zone at times with a fastball, I think that would be go a long way. Dane Dunning looked really good with two scoreless. Jacob Webb looked really good. And so, yeah, you know, good pitching today and then offensively for the Rangers. Really not a whole lot from, you know, their starters. But Nick Ahmed, I think Eric's one of Eric's favorite players. He had a home run. And so you guys are going to have to be in the clubhouse tomorrow to ask him about it.
I think it's Ahmed, but yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah. How yeah, you should go with Ahmed.
You should.
What's that?
How much do you look forward to us doing these interviews every morning now?
It's honestly, I love it. I'm like, it's bad for me because I don't do the work that I need to do because I just overhear. I just like to, you know, you guys can send me the interviews, but there's something different about seeing the reactions from people in the audience you guys get in the club. That's what I hope people know, and I hope you guys convey that when you're doing these interviews, there are people that are on the couch relaxing, and all of a sudden their head perks up, and they look in, and like they are tuning into this interview because they're so entertained. I take great joy in seeing the smiles on other people's faces when you guys are asking these questions.
It's an honor to have you courtside, Jared.
I love being courtside for you, Eric.
Now,
what's your favorite nut?
It is National Pistachio Day.
Oh, really? Man. A Meg? What about a nutmeg? The right one? I think the right one for me is probably superior.
Jared, okay, the right one. Was. Yeah, Jared Sandler, yeah. A little tighter, I suppose.
To the right.
I'm a southpaw.
Okay, makes sense. I see that.
Jared, you get to know these guys pretty good. Where does hookah and light beer rank amongst athletes in their 20s vices? And how would a responsible team look at that if one of their players maybe wasn't in their best of shape and you looked into it and you found out that, you know, that's kind of how he was passing the time? Would any team in baseball move on from one of the best players over that?
Oh gosh, I don't think so. Is this like a Luka comparison? No. I don't think so at all. I think if you're like the Luka equivalent is like a guy who's got like a near 1,000 OPS and, you know, is a gold glove finalist and, you know, is the aircraft carrier in your lineup and like an MVP candidate. And yeah, I don't think that light beer and hookah, as a matter of fact, that's usually encouraged in baseball. I mean, Babe Ruth, if all he was doing was light beer and hookah, they'd be disappointed in him. So I don't think that would be prohibitive at all.
I heard Babe Ruth had a glass of bourbon with breakfast every day.
That doesn't surprise me, and I know that there are major leaguers who like rip heaters during the game sometimes still. So, like, you know, what are you going to trade a guy because he wins a Cy Young, but it, you know, goes through half a pack, you know, in the middle innings? Like, come on. I'm not advocating for it, but like, I don't think that's going to, you know, make or break their roster status.
Yeah, and it does require more conditioning across different sports, but I think the comparison plays for sure. What's on the schedule tomorrow, Jared? Rangers are back here, right?
Yeah, back there. The Mariners are coming to town.
Mariners are in town.
The
and then
Mariners.
The Cubs.
Yeah. Barada's on top of it. He knows. He's ready.
I'm trying. Hey, Jared. I'm going to ask you a question about Walcott. Have you seen a player at that size that has as quick as hands as he does getting rid of the ball?
Yeah, you know that's one of the reports on him. You know, quick hands
amazing
in the box
how
and of the field.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Broadus.
No. It's amazing to me at a guy that's that length that's able to. You would think that there would be some kind of hitch or something, like from like glove to hand to getting rid of it. I was amazed at the play he made here yesterday with that. You know how quick the transfer was and getting it out of his glove.
Yeah. So one of the more popular comparisons as far as that specific ability of his is Manny Machado. Now, Manny's not as tall, but he is a bigger guy. You know, Manny's, 6'2", 6'3", or so.
Right.
And, you know, he's got really quick hands. So that's one that I've heard people share quite a bit when it comes to, Walcott's hands. And it's not just, you know, in the field. It translates in the box as well. But, yeah, definitely in the field, like you observe. You got that scout's eye no matter the sport. It's How's that lawnmower, that whatever they're doing in front of you, how would you evaluate that guy's performance?
I tell you what, yeah, he is. I've never kind of figured out, they're standing in front of the mound right now, and I don't know if they're blowing the dust and dirt back onto the mound.
Looks like it.
I'm kind of confused. Yesterday I saw him dropping some kind of seeds or something along the baseline.
That was interesting. I was wondering, was that fertilizer?
I didn't know what it was, and I was I'm trying to take some notes about yard work here. I like the shovels that really have holes in them that you could kind of like sift through the dirt. You know, I'm with you on everything you just said. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. No, you're not.
Hey, can I
ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Unrelated, because should we have a cornhole tournament tonight? I mean, we've got a whole cornhole court or whatever.
No.
Yes.
Okay. We're lucky if we get the food cooked right tonight.
I'm ready to get competitive.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good to me, Jared.
Jared, you're going to end up with a bloody nose. You know this.
We'll see you soon, buddy. Have that grill ready. We are coming over to throw down and have ourselves a hell of a time over at Sand Spot as we continue live here in spring training, Surprise Stadium. And it's amazing to watch this this group of guys.
Tell me about it. I mean, you guys were laughing at me.
The main guys have like college degrees on how to take care of this grass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They are experts. They probably go 4 or 5 hours after the final pitch every afternoon getting this thing all beautiful for the next day.
When you talk about just like satisfying things to look at.
Yeah.
Just looking at the field and then obviously their work, the process of it all, but you walk in and it catches your eye immediately. Like, I just want to stare at this field for like 10 minutes and soak it in.
Can I make an observation? The guy that's working down the first baseline looks at his phone way too much.
Yeah.
He's not paying attention to really.
He's milking the clock. He's hourly.
He's not doing his job. He's looking at his phone way too much for this job.
Well, I mean, he's raking the first baseline.
He's going to stop here in 35 seconds and pull his phone out.
What they call that dude in Landman, the new guy, the worm, you know?
You think he's kind of the worm?
A gopher dude. Yeah, he's just killing time while the other important guys do their science on this beautiful yard.
He's got a little wood hauler's ass, don't you think, Bruce?
I think so. I think that's a fair evaluation there.
Well, thanks to our sponsors, ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service.
I'm gonna hit my mic there.
Guaranteed. Jock Peterson Clubhouse Conversation coming up in the Expressway at 520. It's all football next, though, Chief, in addition to the finest.
That's right. New Bears coach Ben Johnson puts his nuts on the line for National Pistachio Day next in the nation.